everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. This week, I'd like to talk about hope. It's that feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Hope is a good outlook to have. It means something in us is a believer. It means that in spite of how things may look, we have some belief that things are going to be all right. Hope might sometimes feel like it's the very least we can do. It may seem that things are just dark and the likelihood of resolution or rescue isn't particularly in our sights. Hope may almost seem like we're kidding ourselves. But I think it's a quality we should treasure, not just for what it is, but for where it leads us. Hope is an open window for angels. It's that turning, however slightly, to where our answers might appear. It means that we've decided in some degree that we're not helpless and that things just aren't what they appear to be. It means that some deeper truth within us is speaking to us. We've begun to hear God's assurances, at least somewhat, over the noise and limits and doubts of the world around us or our own negative thoughts based on past situations or fears or others' opinions or whatever. Hope is a conscious response to faith. And when we recognize and cultivate it, it'll lead us to expectation. That leads us to solutions. A magical thing that is actually divinely natural can happen. It leads us out of the dark and into the light, where things are clear, opportunities for healing and saving are at hand. So when you're feeling lousy and gloomy and helpless, ask yourself this: can I find a glimmer of hope? Is there some tiny voice within me that says, I think it's going to work out? Listen to that voice. Give it your attention. Don't judge it. Don't poo-poo it or argue with it. Listen to it and cherish its presence. It's a gift, and it is the first step on your path to freedom at times. Let it take you further. So the whole idea of hope came up to me because I was, well, feeling a little hopeless, and kind of gloomy and despairing. Just looking at the world around me and things that were going on individually or whatever, it just felt somehow justified to feel hopeless. It seemed like there's a mess, one horrible thing after another, and that's just what life is. Well, that feels really awful, though. Is that really where I want my thoughts to be? Can I even be a help if I sink into despair? Or anger, or even worse, apathy. That's death. That's not life. And frankly, I may be struggling to stay hopeful at times, but I sure as heck am not ready to roll over and die and to let the world around me just go to hell in a handbasket. So as I was thinking about that, I was started to think about what inspires me. And I realized that those things that inspire me offer me hope. They show me that there's more going on than meets the eye and mesmerizes the world and me. I was thinking about the experiences of awe and wonder that I've spoken about in other podcasts and some of my writings. I think those significant times of connection that evoke awe are moments that also inspire hope. Say, for example, I'm feeling down and out of sorts. I can't get my bearings. I'm not sure if I even want to. I'm feeling like a victim to my own dark thoughts, maybe, and to circumstances that seem, you know, less than exciting and inviting. But then I hear a piece of music that's transcendent. The music awakens a spirit in me that I thought wasn't there. It reminds me the beauty, love, goodness, power, harmony, creativity exist. It isn't that they are in that music, but that the music reminds me of the fact of those qualities. These are God's own qualities being made known to me. They resonate with me. I feel their power, and the light comes on. Hope. Okay, another example. I'm in the middle of a situation where I feel someone is suffering, and I don't know how to help. I pray, I offer spiritual support, but nothing seems to allay the symptoms or the fear in this individual. I feel overwhelmed and responsible, and the compassion in me, the sympathy in me just kind of drowns me. And I'm heading into a gloomy self-gloom. I see just darkness, and then a light, then a little light. Others around me with this individual are springing into action to help the person out, the one that I couldn't help. Everyone draws on their own genuine gifts, and their best selves shine. They kind of collaborate and for the one in need. I witness healing in those spontaneous but varying actions of kindness and goodness. I discover hope in that moment. And actually now too, by reflecting on it again, I feel a sense of hope. And I didn't do it, I witnessed it. It wasn't up to me or about me, which was a significant thing for me to know, but that experience lifted me. I just saw goodness going on. It gave me hope. There was healing for me and for the situation. Cultivate and encourage hope. Look for it. Look around you with your spiritual eyes open and your heart ready. It may feel like a stretch, but it really isn't if you're looking for it. And it really feels good when you find it. Hope is an awareness of something beyond self and beyond material predictions and presentations. It lifts us higher, and it really opens the window to more, as I said before. Angels flooding in, guidance, direction, just the peace that it brings, and the outlook, the light. I think hope isn't really powerful when we put conditions on it. So to say we're hoping for some specific outcome, and if that happened, then we would feel better or safe or assured, well, not so much. Or if we fail to believe that our hope is justified if a certain amount of time goes by, whoa, that didn't happen, so now it's over. Hope is a quality that opens us up to divinity, and our limiting it brings it back down to earth. It doesn't give it the space to really lead us to something much more amazing, right, and really beyond our wildest dreams or beyond our wildest hopes. Take a pause when you're feeling down and give yourself permission to be hopeful, full of hope. Remember things that made you awake and alive and free and grateful. Connect with those moments again. If you don't see anything right around you, but look around for other things and people and images that show you there is magnificence and light and love to be felt and known. Colors, opportunities, poems, prayers, music, things that resonate with a promise that calls you in to claim it. Kindle that hope. So the eclipse last week gave me hope. Why? Well, for one, while following it and viewing what I could of it with my husband, with the binoculars and little paper setup that we had, watching it take place on TV as well, I really almost got a little lightheaded. I was feeling okay that day, but I have to say I wasn't as enthusiastic as I would have liked to have been. But in the act of viewing this event, I felt a childlike interest and awe. So personally, there was hope. I could be delighted and engaged. That was not distant from me, and it wasn't something I had to do myself. There was this nice eclipse just timed beautifully for me to lift me up. Yeah, of course, I'm kidding, but the effect was that it did lift me into a state of hopefulness about my own ability to be more childlike and excited. It showed me that I had that in me, even at that moment. And the eclipse also gave me hope because it proved to me that momentous things can happen where mankind is similarly enthralled and no person or government made it happen or kept it from happening. We had a few hours of connection, looking up, well, you know, sort of looking up, rather than down, and we smiled together. We smiled together. That's hope. The window's open. Possibilities are alive and ready, and we really don't have to wait for another eclipse. It's a present thing. It's now. So thanks for listening. I gotta go. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. You can subscribe for my weekly Divine Purpose Insights on iTunes, Spreaker.com, or SoundCloud. Reach out, please, with questions or thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.